This has been a wonderful closing session. I never heard finer sermons taught in so few words as we've experienced today. We're all here because we love the Lord. We want to serve Him, for that's our responsibility. Our Heavenly Father is mindful of us. Of that I testify. I acknowledge His hand in all things. One brief scripture. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct thy path. That has been the story of my life. My dear brothers and sisters, we come now to the conclusion of a most uplifting and inspiring conference. After listening to the counsel and testimonies of those who've spoken to us, I know each of them, I believe we have been richly blessed and are all more determined to live the principles of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It has been good for us to be here. We express our gratitude to each one who has spoken to us, as well as to those who've offered prayers. The music, what can you say? It's been magnificent. I'm reminded of the scripture found in the Doctrine and Covenants. For my soul delighteth in the song of the heart. Yea, the song of the righteous is a prayer unto me, and it shall be answered with a blessing upon their heads. Remember that the messages we've heard during this conference will be printed in the May issues of the Ensign and Liahona magazines. I urge you to study the messages, to ponder their teachings, and then to apply them in your life. I know you join with me in expressing gratitude to those brethren and sisters who've been released during this conference. They've served well and have made significant contributions to the work of the Lord. Their dedication has been complete. We thank them from the bottom of our hearts. Now we have also sustained by uplifted hands brethren and sisters who've been called to new positions during this conference. We want them to know that we look forward to working with them in the cause of the Master. My brothers and sisters, today, as we look at the world around us, we're faced with problems which are serious and of great concern to us. The world seems to have slipped from the moorings of safety and drifted from the harbor of peace. Permissiveness, immorality, pornography, dishonesty, and a host of other ills cause many to be tossed about on a sea of sin and crushed on the jagged reefs of lost opportunities, forfeited blessings, and shattered dreams. My counsel for all of us is to look to the lighthouse of the Lord. There is no fog so dense, no night so dark, no gale so strong, no mariner so lost, but what His beacon light can rescue. It beckons through the storms of life. The lighthouse of the Lord sends forth signals readily recognized and never failing. I love the words found in Psalms. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. I will call upon the Lord, so I shall be saved from mine enemies. The Lord loves us, my brothers and sisters, and will bless us as we call upon Him. How grateful we are for the restored gospel of Jesus Christ and for all the good it brings into our lives. The Lord has poured out His blessings upon us as a people. I bear my testimony to you that this work is true, that our Savior lives, and that He guides and directs His church here upon the earth. Now, as we come to the final moments of the conference, My heart is full, my feelings tender. I express my love and gratitude to you. Thank you for your prayers on my behalf and in behalf of all the general authorities of the church. The Lord hears your prayers and blesses us and directs us in the affairs of his kingdom here upon the earth. For this, we are deeply grateful. As we leave this conference, I invoke the blessings of heaven upon each of you. As you return to your homes around the world, I pray our Heavenly Father will bless you and your families. May the messages and spirit of this conference find expression in all that you do, in your homes, in your work, in your meetings, and in all your comings and goings. I love you. I pray for you. May God bless you. May his promised peace be with you, now and always. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.